Aisha, and I'm a former host of MOPA Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The MOCA stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast. At the beginning of the season, I mentioned that I had started dating again. So I got on the dating app and so I got a connection, and the one guy seemed normal. And my definition of normal is that if I saw this person in a grocery store or at a wine event and they came up to me and was talking to me and offered to exchange numbers, would I give them my number? So this was a gentleman that I was like, yeah, I would give my number. And so we'd had a few conversations. So I tried something a bit different with this date that I didn't ask a whole lot of questions. We talked about pie and food the entire time because he's a chef. We had the conversation about the S&C. We didn't have the conversation about what that means. So that's my bad. Yeah. But we planned, we enjoyed each other's vibe and we wanted to get together again. So we scheduled to go out the following weekend. But he had a short trip in between, like a Wednesday, Thursday. So it's okay, we'll talk on Friday. So Friday came and went. And as we got down to the wire, like I had a haggard week and I was feeling exhausted, but I was just like, I'm going to do this because I got to be in this. And so on Wednesday after the call, while we were on the call, I was like, yes, I have to set up a babysitter. So I actually said that in the conversation, I'm going to sign, get the babysitter. And so Friday, as we got until 8 o'clock, I'm like, adults typically will confirm, hey, we're still on for tomorrow. So no word. I went to bed, woke up at my regular time on Saturday. And at 12 midnight, he had sent me a message like, I don't think tomorrow's going to work. And so I'm just like, so I not reached out. It was already 12 midnight. So you were canceling the thing. But had I not reached out, were you going to cancel a few hours before? So that happened. But I had already gotten a sitter and I don't play with people's money. So I'm not going to cancel the sitter. So I was just like, so what happened was on Friday, before I heard back from him, I was texting with one of my friends and I was just like, how late should I consider it a cancellation? It's just to be perfectly honest, he should have already confirmed. So I was like, okay, cool. I was like, okay, so here are my contingencies. If I don't hear from him, I started looking up spas and I was like, are you available to go get drinks and let's do this mama's night out? Mm-hmm. She could not because she was out of town. So I was just like, okay, cool. But I already had the spa lined up. So I was just waiting for him to cancel because I didn't want to be on the hook for a spa. So once he canceled, I was disappointed because that's not what adults do. But I know that's kind of what they do in the dating world. But anyway, I had the sitter. So I asked her if she can come earlier so that I can go do my spa appointment. So I got a 90-minute massage, which was awesome. And I'm just like laying there. It just felt so nice. I didn't have to rush because I had the sitter for 5 hours, got the girls pizza, did the spa. And then I had some time, so I put it around. And then I went to grocery shop, didn't have to worry about being rushed, walked the aisles, thought out Halloween. Awesome. So that was a lemon to lemonade story. But it actually pushed me to get a sitter because you know how you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. But unless you have that catalytic event that makes you actually execute on it, you probably won't. So I'm glad I got the sitter. She was great. And so now I have a 3-month subscription. So I'm thinking if I can budget for it, I'll get the sitter probably another 2 times, try to do it 3 times a month, because my oldest daughter was like, mommy, she was so excited for the sitter because I need a break from you. And she said it in her 7-year-old way.
That's awesome.
I think she meant it. And I got it because I was like, I need a break from y'all too. And so that was that. And she wore a mask the entire time she was here. We're near quite a few farms and farm parks. And with my eldest, we were always at the farm, always seeing the animals, the dogs. My daughter is just an animal lover, the big girl. And the baby is having none of it. She's just like, no, she clings to me, the dogs, domestic animals, farm animals. She's just clinging to me. And I realized that she was just born at the beginning of the pandemic. Like she had just turned about 6 or 7 months when the pandemic hit. So she had not been out the house either. So hadn't had all of that exposure roaming the streets and the neighborhoods and touching stuff and all of the noise. And yeah, so that's spot on. Okay. It is very interesting to watch them navigate the world. There were a few articles or conversations that have been being had across the three spaces. There was also a Single Mothers by Choice conference. In general, it was a good conference. Lots of good information, information that I've been aware of. But if you're new to being an SMC or you're trying to broaden your understanding of just different conception options, it was good. I would have liked to have seen more diversity. And I say that because I think we got involved in having conversations with the national organization later in the game, September, October timeframe. And I remember having conversations years ago with Jane, and I was just like, it's really hard to back into diversity, right? That you have to start with a lens to diversity at stage zero, and then everything that comes after that is based on looking for diversity, actively seeking it out. But we got involved or started having conversations about it in September. And by then, a year after planning had started, and you could tell, it's just, okay, I took a tally, I took notes. I think there were only two Black moderators out of the entire session. It was very heterocentric. It was very conception-centric, like IUI, IVF-centric. Donor, known donor. It could have definitely used more topics regarding adoption. It could have had more topics that are important to people of color. Could have talked about racial adoptions, things like that. It definitely could have had like there, it could have been like a savory stew, right? Whereas you meld together just the different identities where it was very ableist as well. And since these are neuroatypical or neurodiverse, you've got people with varying degrees of abilities or disabilities. And so that could have been represented better. Yeah, we could have had the gender spectrum better represented. So yeah, there were definitely things that could have been done better. But overall, for a general experience, I'd say it was good. And the people in our space who attended said it was good content, but definitely almost everybody noted the lack of diversity. I will tell you, I start posting now about the random things that go through my head, right? Because I think when you're in the thick of parenting, like you don't have a lot of time, but you do have a lot of downtime, like in your head.
Right.
And so you got crazy thoughts that go through your head, huh? If a zombie apocalypse happened, am I ready? You know, I need to have a fire plan. So you start thinking, what am I going to do with 5 pumpkins? And so I think if more of the people who were parenting brought those neurotic thoughts and ideas into our space, we would feel more normal about what we do with the 30 minutes we have before bed. Sometimes it feels in these spaces that people will just drop a bomb and walk away. Let drop a piece of meat and let the dogs go for it. And it's just, like, yeah, that's not cool. If you're going to be in there, if you're going to drop an incendiary conversation, be around to engage in that conversation in a thoughtful way. Another article that keeps trying to make its way and actually showed up at the SMC conference was an article about a same-sex couple who went into a co-parenting agreement with a patient of one of the women, one of the partners. And they allegedly got an agreement drawn up. And it was a co-parenting agreement. So this article keeps trying to make its way into the space. And we keep rejecting it because it's a couple. So it's not an SMC situation. And it is a co-parenting situation, which again, is not single motherhood. I could see the article is entertaining or titillating or interesting, but the commentary that will typically come with this article is, this is why I didn't choose a known donor, or this is why you should mm-hmm. go with a sperm bank or what have you. And there's a flip side to that conversation, because someone who used a known donor can easily say, and this is why I chose a known donor, and this is why I didn't do X. So going with the whole choose your heart thing, we will have a full episode in season 3 where we talk about choose your heart and break it down. But throughout this entire conversation, we talked about travel, we've talked about dating, we've talked about conferences, we've talked about using an anonymous donor, a known donor. And at the center of all of this are choices. So we get to make choices as SMCs. We get to make choices in how we parent. And it all comes down to choosing your heart, because none of this is easy, right? And so you choose to make the decisions understanding that there are going to be some hard times, but parenting is hard. Being a single parent is hard, but you get to choose that hard. And we've obviously chosen this path. Well, Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasmc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.